You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Well, it's been great. This will be my third service, and I know God will speak in you through you, in me through me, so let's just all rise up and read our text for tonight's message on second week, Glocal. Last Sunday, as Pastor Sky had mentioned, we did talk about the importance of prayer, that you and I need to function, that the house of prayer for all nations, that the purpose of the church really is to reach and pray for the nations. And a house of prayer is a house of power for all nations. And tonight, as we end our series, we'll talk about every church, an apostolic church. How many here, you call this church your family? This is your spiritual family. Yung iba saan galing? Wala kayong familia? Okay. All right. And I know that you guys love this church. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And Pastor Mark has just left to bring his kids home, and just want to also make this opportunity just to thank Mark, Pastor Mark and Lisel. They've been a friend of mine and my wife for almost 20 years. Sino sa inyo buhay na kayo 20 years ago? Okay. 20 years. Romelo kang kukontra, no? Paglaki ko, gagayahin ka kasi kita eh. Anyway, let's go to the Word. Acts chapter 13, notice verses 1 to 4. Two things about the scripture that I want to share today, tonight, and then let me just add some of my experience in God as far as the scripture is concerned. It says in verse 1, now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And notice in verse 2, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. Let's just all bow our head in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that the same Holy Spirit that took place in the scripture, just we read, Lord, as our text, is the same Holy Spirit that will speak to us, that will direct us. Lord, whether we are single, we are married, whatever age, whatever occupation we represent, Holy Spirit, I ask that right now, just be with us. This is your service. It's your church. It's your mission. It's your church. Or nation. And we thank you for the privilege of serving you under the spiritual family. Give you back all the glory, all the honor, praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, before you take your seat, make sure you know the person sitting next beside you. Come on to your left, to your right. Okay, let them know who you are. So pag mayra walang bag, alam mo kung sino ang kumuha. All right. Wow. I really feel that kailangan na ninyo ng 9 at 11 service talaga. You know, that's one of the reasons why I said yes to Pastor Mark, aside from him being my friend when he told me to preach for 3 times. Sabi ko, yes, una-una, kinakabahan ako when I said yes. Pangalawa, natutuwa ko dahil pagka alam ko pag-speaker ka, you don't need to stand at the back kasi mayroon kang upuan dito. I mean, my wife and my family usually come here pagka wala akong ano sa Ortigas kasi nagtaga dyan kami sa Cainta. Cainta, sa hindi po Vista Verde, hindi Vista, ano, Vista Verde po. Diyan ka, malapit kami kay Pastor Mark. And they usually attend the 3 or 5. And usually, nasa maga kami pumupunta kasi we have to get our chair. Okay? Kaya lang, dahil pastor ka, hindi naman pwedeng para ka sa bus eh. Nagtutulog-tulogan ka pag mayroong mga, hindi pwede kasi. Tatayo ka kasi we have to give your place. Okay? So, kaya tama yung 9-11. Okay? And again, Pastor Mark, wherever you are right now, thank you for the privilege of being a friend, a partner, and just for the trust that Pastor Mark had me and my wife that he had given. Okay, and just to share what we are about to go, as Pastor Sky has mentioned, mag-start po. Actually, nag-start na po tayo ng church natin sa Ontario, Mississauga. We have a picture here. Of course, if you want to see the picture of my wife, muna. Yung dalawang anak ko, yan. That's Paula, that's Abigail, yan. By the way po, hindi po sila pwedeng Facebook. Dahil nakapangalan sa akin lahat ng Facebook account nila, so dadalhin muna kayo sa akin. Okay, this is where we meet every Sunday. World Vision Center siya, and we use the facility every Sunday at 2:30 to 4. Pastor Arnold Palaganas and his wife right now are the one leading the church in our absence. So dyan po, kung meron po kayong mga kakamag-anak dyan, pakiremind na po sila, meron po tayong Victory Urbanization Church dyan, nagmi-meet every Sunday. Last March po, ito po yung first attendance natin noong March. 99% of these people are from Victory all over Manila. Yung iba po, Dubai, yung iba, Singapore. Ba't Singapore? Mayaman sila, di ba? Dapat rich, single rich. Singapore. Okay. Sila yan. Almost 70 people attended, 75 people attended. All right, and please be in prayer with us as we receive our visa. We'll leave as soon as possible, okay? You know, in 1992, I just want to make mention, in 1992, when I was in Victory Recto, dalawa pa lang church yun, Recto tsaka Makati. And just like every single one of us, na-involve po ako sa mission. That's the first time I heard about mission, it's 1992. And we went to our two local mission. Isa sa Kabanatuan, nag-start ang Kabanatuan kasi that year. At after 2 weeks, nagpunta naman kami sa Cebu. Yung Victory Cebu noon, merong ibang pastor po noon. And I was part of the staff of Victory Recto. And gladly, yung pong leader namin na nag-involve sa akin o nag-expose sa akin sa mission, none other than my favorite evangelist, slash pastor, slash friend, Pastor Mark Constantino. Yan. Pakita mo natin picture niya. Picture, please. All right. Yan po. Yan. 1992. Hindi ko alam kung nasa si Romel dyan, no? Okay. And then, another picture. Yan. Yan. Yung mga circa 92. All right. Yan po si Pastor Mark Constantino. Nung bata po siya. 1992. So ngayon, alam na po ninyo kung saan galing ang itsura ng mga anak niya. Sa nanay nila. Okay. Yan po. And then, yung last naming magkasama ni Pastor Mark sa Mission Field, yan, sa Bangkok. Nung sinento po namin si Pastor Jonas na nasa Ortiz na yan. Yan po. Sinama rin niya po ako noon. Siya po yung actually invite. Sinama lang niya ako. Just, and with that, nakita ko po yung kahalagaan ng isang leader natin na merong passion for mission na with that association and friendship that I had with Pastor Mark, nung pumunta po ako ng Cebu, ginaya ko po yan. Actually po, my call to go and pastor Victory Cebu was a result of Pastor Mark team going there with Pastor Jonathan for 2 weeks na doon kami. Doon po nag-speak sa akin ng Lord na sabi ng Lord sa akin, noon na sabi ng Lord sa akin. Okay? I'm saying na I always hear God. Hindi po katulad ni Sky na araw-araw ka kausap si Lord. But that was the time that God spoke to me and said, sabi niya, Fer, you will be the pastor of this church soon. And I said, get thee behind me. Kala ko nandun yung best friend ko eh. Na dati kong kaaway na ngayon. Kala ko. And sure enough, after 1 year, we were sent there to pastor the church. And for 14 years, okay, we sent missions. And Bali, bilang one of the leader of the church, I have no choice but to lead the mission. Kasi ilan lang kami nun eh. So wala akong choice kundi, but my heart really is to go to the mission. And the first year that we talk about mission, kasi every year, nagmi-mission tayo eh, just like this one. Itong message na to, message na po na to, hindi po to bago eh. 40 years ago, pinilis ko na rin to eh. Actually, 19 years ago, pinilis ko na to eh. So I hope, papatok pa. Yung mga joke, pumatok eh. But, the same message kasi the same God eh. Hello? The same Holy Spirit and the same need. And the same people that will respond to the call of God is still in the church. Yung po ang context ng Acts chapter 1, the church. 3 and 4, nag-respond yung tao sa church. Tayo din po yun eh. Remember the word church simply means ecclesia. Called out once. Yung church na sinasabi, assembly of people. Just like a local church. Just like this church called Victory Metro East. So if you are part of Victory Metro East, you are part of the church of Victory Metro East. Isa lang yon. Okay? But nonetheless, it is where God called people to go to the mission. And remember, the call to go to the missions or even start a church is a work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hindi po ito work ng tao. Ang trabaho po ng tao ay sumunod sa Holy Spirit, ginawa po kay Saul, ay nag-lay hands lang po yung mga leader ng church. Okay? Sila po yung nagyugyug sa kanila. Inugyug sila ganun. Okay? Pero yung Holy Spirit po ang nag-direct o nag-lead o nag-guide doon sa mga tao para i-send itong dalawang tao na to. So yun po yung process ng ating church. Hindi po natin pwede we can separate church and missions. Isa lang po yun. Yung mga missionary natin siya send out, mamaya, we're gonna send out, I think 100 of you, it's either by going or by ekbalo. Ekbalo kasi means you were forced to go. Okay? Huwag na po natin hintayin na yugin tayo ng Holy Spirit para mag-go. Mag-gild na lang po tayo, just like in the Great Commission. Okay? Acts 1:8, dumating yung power, but then the church grew because of the power, but suddenly, yung mga disciples, they started to feel comfortable. Kasi nasa fifth floor sila ng isang mall. Malaki building. Tapos mag-add pa sila ng service sa 9 tsaka 11. So wala ang tayuan. Obviously po, yung 9-11, mapupuno po yun. In a matter of time. Sigurado po yun. Sa dami ng mga taong invite ninyo eh. But I was also informed that the greatness and the bigness of a church is not the seating capacity, but the sending capacity. And I believe that this message that you hear every year will bring you to the place that instead na ekbalo or you are forced, but to go graciously because you know you're being led by the Holy Spirit, not being pushed by your wife. Para manahimik kayo sa bahay. Okay? Or ng small group leader mo dahil sawana sa'yo. No, okay, where am I? Ortigas. Ano pala? Metro East. Okay, so doon ko po nakuha yung calling ko na to go. And the first year that we were in Cebu, we did a message on mission. Sabi po ng mga leader, Pastor Fer, we've been hearing that for 5 years. Alam ba ninyo na wala pa na lumalabas na Victory member sa Cebu? Alam niyo po ba ito kung saan ang Cebu? Do you know where Cebu is? Di ba? Sider magbabarko ka o mag-aeroplano ka. Okay? Kung try it out lang, pwede kang mag-swimming, pero I don't know kung... So... Talagang dami na, hindi pa kami nga nakakapunta sa ibang bansa eh. Kami nga hindi pa nakasakay ng aeroplano, sabi nila. But my heart is really for them and for God. So, after much prayer, we were able to convince them. To make the story short, we were able to send, for the first time, one missionary to Cambodia. Okay? Isa sa Riga, Latvia. At ako, I lead a team of 8 sa Guam, USA. Yes. All right. And after 14 years, ginagawa po nila yun. We go to local and international for 14 years. Wala pong piktaan katapusan yun. Saan kami nag-start? We started with the simple desire, Lord. Okay? And that's what, and this is my message to everyone. That when it comes to mission, lahat po tayo pwedeng mag-mission. I don't care kung meron kang consumisyon o ambition, pwede ka po mag-mission. Lahat po tayo kailangan sa mission. Lahat po tayo may magagawa sa mission. Lahat po tayo kailangan ni Lord sa mission. Remember, it's not mission impossible. It's mission possible. Say mission possible. Say mission possible. Okay. All right. Let me give you some scripture why I'm saying that. Matthew 16, verse 18. You don't need to... It talks about a glorious church. That the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. And that glorious church is you and me, as I said a while ago. And if you are a part of that glorious church that God is building, then God says the gates of hell will never prevail against you. Ibig sabihin po nun, whatever God tells you to do, you can do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever God wants you to go, you can go by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, we're not doing this by our own strength. Okay? It's not by might, nor by power, but by what? But by the Spirit of God. It's by grace, just like salvation, through faith. Meron po tayong grace. The word grace to me, I define grace simply as God's willingness, listen to this, to use His power and ability on our behalf, even though we don't deserve it. Can you say amen to that? God's grace is God's willingness. Say willingness. Okay, God is willing and able. God is willing and able to use His power, His and His ability on our behalf, even though we don't deserve it. Are you with me? We don't deserve such kind of treatment, but God's grace says, given. It's grace. It's actually the favor of God. The word grace and favor, is they have the same meaning. Favor and grace are the same. So if you are walking in favor, you are what? You are God's favorite. Take the seat, mate. You're God's favorite. Yung iba sa inyo, ah? Yeah, you are God's favorite. Come on, take the seat, mate. You're God's favorite. If you are saved by grace, then you are God's favorite. Favorite po na tayo lahat ng Panginoon. Okay? Why? Because anak po tayo lahat ng Panginoon eh. Pare-pareho po ang tingin ng Panginoon sa atin. But nonetheless, there is a need in man that we need to respond. Alright? Remember, Matthew 16 verse 19 says, the church is the only living entity on the face of the earth that God had given both power and authority to defeat the forces of darkness. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. It says, if my people, 2 Chronicles, it says there, if my people, hindi niya po sinabing, if the politician, hindi niya sinabing, if the congressman, or if the senator, sabi niya, if my people, how many are God's people? God's people, come on, lift your hands. Alam ko, 7 o'clock na, yes, gutom na kayo. Alright, 20 minutes lang, introduction, and 60 minutes lang message. Okay? Sabi niya, God is speaking to the church. Sabi niya, if my church, if my people, okay, who are called by my name, whose name? Pastor Mark? Sky? Ano? Romel. Ryan? No. If my people who are called by my name, whose name? Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Whose name? What's the name?
Jesus.
If ako bingi, ba niyo ako sinisigawan? Will humble themselves. Sabi niya, pray and seek. Whose face? Jesus. Then God says, this result will come in. That's how powerful the church is. That's the kind of church God is building in the last days. Next week, di ba? In the end. All right? And again, God uses the church because He chooses to partner with men in reaching the world. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. We all know the scripture. It's called what? The mission. The Great Commission. But I call it Mission Possible. Why possible? Number one. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 says, you are saved. God has saved us and God has called us. If God has saved you and if God has called you, you are saved. You are called by God Himself to bless Him and the nations of the world. Number two, Ephesians 2 verse 10. Another scripture that I know you all know. It says, you have been what? We are God's handiwork workmanship. One translation says workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God had prepared in advance for us to do. If you believe that God created you, then you have the God-given ability to bless Him and the nations of the world. By the way, the word bless actually means, in its original setting, it means to empower. In the Bible times, when two Hebrews meet, they usually bless each other. Salt covenant or hug or kiss. But they just speak something. They say something. That's what's called bless. I bless you. They bless you with words and the Spirit of God. They speak a word. I bless you. Okay? There's power. Yung coaching pinagpipray mo, yun po yung result ng blessing of the blessor. Alright? Yung cell phone 5 na pinagpipray mo, wala pa yun sa Pilipinas. Okay? Sa Hong Kong, meron na po. It's a response to somebody blessing you. Okay, yun ang reality ng blessing. But blessing in itself is an empowerment by God through His Word and by His Spirit that whatever God tells you to do, you can do it. And whatever God tells you to go, you can go. It's an empowerment by God for you to accomplish what He called you to accomplish and to excel in the things of God. That's why pagka anak ka ng Diyos, bless ka. Tama po ba yun? And hanap yun, when God bless you, nobody can curse you. Hello, I said, when God bless you, nobody can curse you. All right? And of course, we know that there is purpose in blessing. That you are blessed, you can be what? You are saved by God, not only to bless Him, given na yun eh, but also to bless others or the nations of the world. Created. And when you say, God, I will go, then the scripture says that while you're still sleeping or praying or giving or preparing yourself, God is preparing a way for you, a nation for you. That when the moment of direction and decision comes, boom, you go, the provision goes before you. I've seen it many times, not only in my life, but in the life of many people who went. I mean, you just talk to this guy over here. Okay. Na nag-mission na. Sino sa inyo nag-mission na? You went to mission sa duty-free, SR, Hollywood, Boulevards. Mission, you went outside your comfort zone, quote-unquote. Have you noticed, Brika, have you noticed, di ba? When you're in that in mission field, merong grace sa buhay mo na hindi mo ginagawa, pero nagagawa mo. Maagang magising, magluto, magwalis, maglaba, makipag-usap sa tao, mag-follow up, mag-prophesy, mag-disciple na hindi mo naman ginagawa dahil sa church. But this time, there's something that comes upon you that you know and you know it's from God. You just that's what's called grace in going to mission. Hello. And God says He's preparing. While you are sleeping and resting, He's preparing the good work that He had prepared for you in advance. Pagkagising mo pa lang, binubulaga ka ng blessing. And again, when it comes to number four, 1 Peter 4. Pastor, thank you, Pastor. Kita tayo sa Toronto. Number four, gifted. God has gifted you. Say, gifted me. First Peter chapter 4, gifted to bless God and others. Each of you, remember, each of you means every single one of us. Wala pong iniiwan ng Panginoon. Whether nakaupo kayo, nakatayo kayo, may asawa o walang asawa. Each of you should use whatever gift you have what? Received to do what? To serve. Notice that. Not only God save us, not only tinawag tayo, hindi rin tayo kinray to do good works which God has prepared in advance. Hindi rin tayo tinawag out of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He gifted us. Say, gifted us. God had given so much to the church that through all the gifts that God had given us, wala pong reason kung bakit hindi po tayo makakapag-mission. There's no reason or problem. Remember, I'm under the observation that whenever God tells you to do something, the first thing God does, He prepared the vessel. Remember, you need a vision, God needs the vessel. It works hand in hand. Okay? We ask for a nation, okay? He gives you a vision, and then God will give you the provision. Kasi if you have no vision, ambition mo tawag doon. And God is not obligated to provide for you. But if your vision, if your eyes, Matthew 6:33, if your eyes is focused on, okay, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His right, and all these things, say things. If your eyes is on the vision, the things will follow you. You don't need to follow the things will follow you. Why? Because you have the vision. That's why the provision follows you. Hindi po kayo mauubusan ng provision basta't ang mata mo nakapokus sa vision ng Panginoon. And if your eyes are focused on the mission, boy, I tell you, ano man pong kailangan mo, God will provide. I said, God will provide. I said, God will provide. Whatever God tells you to give. Have you noticed that? Every time God asks you to give something, tithes, offering. Napapasin nyo, He doesn't ask you to give something na wala ka. Have you noticed that? Well, the Bible says God will not ask you something to give. Na wala ka. What God will do, He first provide for you. He provide a seed for you so that you have something to give to those who are without. So if you are not a giver, God will give you a seed. But if you are a giver or a goer, then God will give you seed. So when you go, you have plenty in your wallet, plenty for you, and plenty left over to bless the nations of the world. It never failed to amaze me how God can provide for His missionary. For the people who will say, I will go. Remember, inside of you is the very presence of God. Meaning to say, wherever you go, God goes. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is He that is in us than He that's in the... Hindi po tayo inutil inside. We are intel inside. God lives on the inside of us. So when you step forward, He moves with you. Are you with me? Yes. And not only that, I realize that you and I are unctioned to function. You know, when we were confronted with the issue of going last year, my wife is here and he will testify na nagpray kami. Lord, can you... Sabi na, Lord, bakit kami? At age 55 po. Alam ko, mukha po akong 53. At age 55, I mean, sabi ko nga sa apostolic team, we have nothing to prove anymore because 55, masaya naman ako sa Ortigas. Marami naman akong friend, hindi naman ako insecure. Okay, at 55, graduate ng mga anak ko. I mean, my wife meets all my needs. So, wala na pong dahilan eh. But sabi nga namin, Lord, why us? Sabi nga ng asawa ko, Lord, why not send somebody younger? But din na si Ryan? Eh, nandun ang kamag-anak, mga in-laws niya nandun eh. Diba? Bakit? Younger, mas bata siya eh. Mas malakas. Sabi ko, Lord, or Lord, somebody better. I mean, meron pa bang sky is the limit? I mean, Lord, you send Sky kasi si Sky, nasa Sky na siya, malapit sa Lord eh. Konting tingalayan lang, abot na si Lord eh. Lord, bakit something younger, better? Lord, or lighter? Mas lighter, di ba? Si Mel, again, si Mel, ang kapatid niya nasa Toronto rin eh. Nagtuturo, abog, Lord, bakit di lang si Ryan? Ba't na si Sky? Lord, younger, better, lighter. Ba't kami? And I realized, mission has nothing to do with age, but the grace of God. Parang marriage yan eh. Kayo mga single, a single, wala sa age yan. Okay? Great. If you have the grace of God, that you can, you know how to, I mean, kaya mo na tumayo. And be successful in marriage. Basta legal age ka na, you can go to, makapasawa ka na. Except na matanda ka na, talaga nasa mama ka pa, papa ka pa, tsaka stay there. Okay? Women, okay? Get away from those men. Let them sleep and stay there. Don't awaken them. When they bother you, you get bothered, okay? Alright. Pinapasabi lang po ni pastor niyo yun. Remember, it's about the grace of God, it's not about age. It's not what you know, but whom you know. Do you know Jesus? Yes. I said, do you know Jesus? Yes. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Yes. Do you know the Word? Yes. Then you can go. I said, then you can go. Yes. I said, then you can go. Remember, Matthew 5:16 defined to us ang goal natin or purpose natin. Why you want to go? How many wants to go? Okay, come on, lift your hands. So you say you gusto mag-mission. I mean, I'm not saying bukas or next week or next month. As sabi ko, meron kang heart to go. Okay? Alright? Church, listen. It all starts in a desire. A desire brings forth commitment. And commitment will put you on your knees and that knees will bring you to the nations. Kaya kailangan talaga ng prayer, brother. Lahat tayo may desire naman eh. Pero kung hindi ka naman committed dun sa desire mo, hindi ka rin magpe-pray. Kasi pag meron kang desire, committed ka sa desire mo, magpe-pray ka and then when God speak, you will go without any question. Do you know why? Because may desire ka eh. Di ba ano sabi ng Bible? And He will give you the desires of your heart. Sino po sa inyo masasabi na desire to go to the nation is God's will for you? It's God's will for us to go to the nation. But start with the desire. Parang pag-asawa yan. Pag wala kang desire mag-asawa, you will remain single. Pero happy ka pa rin. Okay? You may be single, but okay? Hindi ka lonely. But when the grace comes for you to be married or to go abroad and visit us and join us or go on mission, then there's grace for you to do that. All right? Ano sabi doon sa Matthew? Ano natin? In the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your what? Good. Remember, people see your good deeds. Going to the mission is something good. Something God's desire. Something God's will for you. And it says, as a result of you doing those good deeds, you put a smile in God's face. That's why when you say, God, I want to go to the mission, God smiles. Why? Because good deeds. Not only that, you are glorifying and honoring God. You want to glorify and honor God? Go. Tell your seatmate, let's go. Come on, say, let's go. Go. Say, let's go. Go. Let's go. Go. Whether to give, to pray, or to go, let's go. Say, let's go. Let's go. Remember, when the master is satisfied, the servant is... Okay? I mean, when God is glorified, okay na ako, satisfied na ako. And that's the desire, I believe, of every person's heart here today, is that you want to honor God by going, and as a result, makes your heart satisfied. Let me give you some more encouragement. As we respond to this call to go and bless the nations, just listen. Number one, power will not be a problem. The moment you say, God, I will go, just prepare me. Lord, I will save, I will pray. A Bible and a passport. Lord, I'm prepared. Lord, then power will not be a problem. Hindi po magiging problema ang power or dunamis or dynamic ability to do mission work or anything God calls you to do at end or whatever. Acts 1:8, and you shall receive what?
Power.
Say what?
Power.
One more time.
Power.
Power, that's the word for dynamite or dynamic ability. It's a grace that comes from God that when you go to the mission field, buhay tayo, meron kang dynamic power. Parang ikaw si Avenger or whatever. Suddenly, something comes upon you na, wow, nagagawa ko to. I still remember my daughter, Paula, 18 years old. We went to Xi'an, China. At 18 years old, she said, Dad, I want to go to the mission. Muna, kinakaba kasi 18 years old, tapos China. Oh, shanda. I mean, she was the youngest. To make the story a little shorter and longer, pala, ayan, this show, Wall of Great Wall of Xi'an, China, just like the Wall of. She was the youngest, but after ng aming ministry for 10 days, siya po yung pinakamaraming na disciple at naiwanan na tao. At 18. Ang alal lang niya, mag-English. Kasi pag magaling ka mag-English doon, madalda, yung mga tao, English corner eh. Okay, they flock at you, and then they want to get your name, and then they meet with you sa restaurant, and you start sharing the Bible. Siya po yung pinakamaraming at 18 years old. Not only that, siya po yung pinakamabilis at pinakamalaking na-raise na pera. Ingit nga ako sa kanya eh. Sabi ko, anak, tights ka akong pasta, di ba? Tights ka sa akin. Okay? Noon yun, ngayon di na. Tights go to the church, okay? Eh, ako pa rin church. Again, wala po sa edad yan. 55 or 18. Lalaki o babae, wala pong kaibahan yan. Hindi po magiging problema. Number two, authority will not be a problem. Matthew 28:18, as you say yes to God, then Jesus said and came and said that all authority, how many authority? Simon said, my disciple, all authority had been given to me by my Father in heaven. Then he says, I want you to go with the same authority that I've got my Father. I want you to go to the nations of the world. Heal the sick, lay hands on the sick, cleanse the lepers, do this and do that. The same authority that Jesus had, that his Father gave, he gave to the church. Do you need power? Need authority? Authority is like a policeman saying stop to a speeding taxi or bus. Di ba yung ang papayit ng polis? Noong panahon na yung papayit ng mga polis. Di ba? Pag pinara niya, sheek! Di po ba? Okay? Pero yung police na yun, nakahanda pa rin siya. Meron siyang authority eh. Yung badge niya, uniform. Authority yun eh. Okay, pag nakita mo yun, di ba? Pero sigurista yung police. May hawak sa likod yun. Pag pumalag ka, meron siyang 1 John 4:4 o Magnum 4:4. May power siya. Ganun tayo. When we go to the nations of the world, meron tayong authority that comes from Jesus, at meron tayong power that comes from the Holy Spirit. I mean, just say yes to God. Meron ka ng power, may authority ka pa. Not only that, ability will not be a problem. 2 Chronicles 16, King James Version, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Ibig sabihin yan, ang mata ng Panginoon, nasa sa atin ngayon. Tama po ba? Tama niya. God wants to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Okay? The word perfect heart here, hindi po ibig sabihin na enlarge po yung heart nyo, kailangan nyo mag-diet, o kailangan nyo mag-medicine, o po-opera. No, perfect heart here, does it also means na hindi ka na nagkakamali, o hindi ka na, I mean, I've arrived, I know everything. Hindi, ang ibig sabihin po ng perfect heart, somebody who is loyal. Say loyal. Are you loyal to God? Or loyal to Orange Scale? Royal. Okay, are you faithful? Faithful to God. Faithful. Okay? It means loyal, faithful. It also means available. Are you available? I said, are you available? Yes. If you're available, then power will not be a problem. Why? Because God's power will come upon you. God's authority will come. God's ability will come upon you. And not only that, he says, when God sees a heart who's available sa kanya, God will show up and he will show off his power on your behalf because he sees your heart. Amen? Amen. But I tell you, there's a lot of exciting things that God can do in the life of a believer who's saying yes to mission. John 15, verse 16, last scripture. It says, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and I have appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask the Father, he will give you whatever you ask in my name. Ang kalakap po ng prinsipyo na yan or promise na yan is God anointing you, and choosing you to go and bear fruit. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Lord, as simple as it can go, Lord, you are always moving to push the church to the world. You are a God of the mission field, Lord. And our Bible is filled with mission story because it's the missionary book. The gospel that we preach is a missionary gospel. And the church that we love is a missionary church. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can respond and experience your goodness over our life and the life of this church. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.